could swear that yesterday was my birthday. I mean, October was just yesterday. Honestly, like, what is happening, guys? I mean, who blew that trumpet? Because this December, it's so fast. Last month was January, bah. And I mean, last month was January, bah. Because I don't understand what is happening, guys. Like, what am I missing? This month was so fast. This year, I mean, was so fast. It was fast. January, February, March, April, to this December. Hero. I never become one person to the app. Oh, wait to this. Hi guys, this is Purity. Welcome back to Unfiltered Mind Podcast, brought to you by your one and only Purity. Anyways, guys, so this is 12 over 12. It's not the end. I mean, I came up with this name, with this topic, because I feel like a lot of people are going to be under pressure to achieve, to make that December money. And at Jesus' birthday, they won't celebrate. No, be your own. No. In fact, God's prayer, thank God, say, make you some money, make it take some, celebrate your own birthday. No, be your own. God's chill. So I noticed that, like, a lot of people are going to be under pressure to carry a bag of rice, yam, back to their village, to be able to achieve like what they've set up like this year. I know it's fine, but don't be under pressure. Don't pressure yourself. Don't really pressure yourself that you've not really achieved a lot, so you think you can do it in a space of 1 month. Yeah, you can actually, but honestly, it's going to be a whole lot on you. And I know how it feels when you're under pressure. To be honest, I know how it feels. Let's start from January. Let's start from the whole thing. Let's start from how this month has been. I think this month has, like, this month show everybody shiggy. Like, shiggy times 100. Some people even received the whole shiggy times 1 billion. This, in fact, if Nigeria never do you, I don't know what else. Nigeria do a lot of people. Nigeria even do me. Nigeria do a lot of people. This year was Shege bangs are be shege anything it is, but shege times whatever, times however you felt yours. My own was times, in fact, million, because it was bad. I had a breakdown, but who said my papa? Oh my, clean tears stand ground every today, guys. Like, unless normally nagario, unless you no one use sugar chop, me I be one use sugar chop, my gary. So I got clean tears stand ground, you get. So I know how it has been like this year. For some persons, it would be really, really bad. But I'm really thankful, honestly, that I'm surviving. I'm really thankful that I'm among the, even if it's 2% of people that are living healthy, living like more, staying strong, you know, achieving some things. Like, even if it's a small money, at least they stand for accounts. But I'm really grateful this year. And I'm certain that it's like, other people are grateful, even if for anything, they are grateful for life and all of that. So, like, back to what I was saying, I was talking about how people are going to be dealing with a lot of pressure this year, trying to achieve some of the things on their to-do list for the month, for the year, exactly. Some people are going to feel like they've not done anything. Some people are going to feel a whole lot of pressure on themselves because this year is coming to an end and they haven't done anything. And, So I'm coming to tell you that, Omar, 12 over 12 is not the end. You're still going to see next year. Honestly, by His grace, you're going to see next year. That's like my wish for everyone. You're going to see next year. You're going to see the other years. For now, just calm down. Be you. Take one step at a time. Don't try to do everything that you couldn't do in 11 months, in 1 month. You're going to break down. And you've already been seeing Shege like back to back. Shege has been like equal to me. So I don't want you to feel so. I want you to understand that this year, 12 over 12 is not the end of every year. Enjoy your life. And they tell you, you know the way you could die, several. That is truth. You know the weather that tomorrow. So calm down. Calm down. Cool little goodie down. That's like a cool little go down, like enable. Calm down. calm down. Just calm down a little bit. You're not going to achieve everything that you've not done in 11 months in the space of 1 month. Come on now. Who does that? Ah, I'm telling you, who does that? This year, this year was really, really, really thin for me because my friends left to America. It was kind of pressure. My friends left to different countries. Yeah, I swear to God. A lot of them, my friend got a deal of some $1,000. As in, most of my friends got it big, hit it big, but I didn't let it weigh me down. It was like, oh, I've been trying. Why am I not getting it right? Why are people getting it very, very fast? You know, why are people I said trying before them? Why are they getting it so fast? And I'm like, as if I'm taking a baby step, why they are taking a lion step. You know how fast lion can be, and cheetah and all those fast animals. You know how they can be. And then I'm taking tortoise step. It's I'm taking a tortoise step, but no. It kind of for some minutes I'll think about it, and then Oma, your own tongue will reach. Myself. Now besides the cook, I know them the cooking do me. Did they enjoy? My own bees go down, so I know bisha. My own bees go down. I mean, I go chama. I go chama, but I'm just trying to tell you guys that calm down. Next year is there. You just need to put more effort next year. You still need to put it. And reflect on the mistakes you've done this year. Reflect on what you didn't do this year, the opportunity you missed, what caused you to miss the opportunity. Reflect on the things you didn't achieve this year. What caused this? What made it not happen? Why didn't you achieve it? What caused you to fail your exam? Was it because you were not prepared? Was it it just hit me like this, 8 months strike like this, gege this year. A lot happened this year, gone. I'm telling you. Serious. So think about, reflect on a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, just use this month to reflect, and then use it to correct some mistakes so you don't do it next year. 2023 is going to be super B for everyone. That is my wish. It's going to be super B. But don't try to use I know you want to carry bag of rice chicky back to your house. You want it from some guys now that they have to go to their house and then give their parents food, and they can't be able to do it. Yeah, they want to get their hands stained, because when they get to the village now, their parents will be like, oh, they're looking up to him and then expecting him to carry rice. His mother is going to mama batala, this, my child is back. I feel you guys, honestly. I feel you guys, seriously. But please don't try to pressure yourself. For the fact that you're living, I think your parents will be happy the fact that you're alive. Don't worry, even if Nagarina go drink out of December. You know me. Trust me, you know me. Don't drink the Gary safe. Beg Jesus, tell us, say, as they celebrate your own birthday like this, do something. You got to do something. I got to draw something, thank Jesus, for life. So, I think your parents will understand. So, I could feel it. I could feel what you guys are going to experience. For some guys, I could just imagine. And then it hits me I don't know. But I'm not talking about, it's not really for only guys. For some girls too, the mother will be Ibaka bata. Did you come back empty-handed? I know it's not often in girls' part. Still, please don't pressure yourself. Don't get your hands stained. This is 1st of December. Did I just say January? I can't wait to be in 2023. This is 1st of December. And I really, really trust in that you guys are not going to pressure yourself, staining your hands or doing a lot of stuff. I saw a tweet that says something like this. Some persons are not going to tell you that their uncle works in federal government, their uncle gave them jobs. Some people are not going to tell you that their parents helped them to get this thing. They're only going to come and brag about making it at age of 23 or making it at age of 19 or making it at age of whatever age they are or doing the distance or getting this job. Some people are not going to take the hard connection. That's what social media does. So don't look at things that people have achieved this year. If I start looking at how many of my friends have done love stuff, like if I start putting that pressure, I sell like a cock carry me from drip. Because I go quite like this serious. I swear to God, I'm going to be depressed if I start looking at what my friends have achieved this year and I haven't. I don't know, my own, it could be a baby step. I don't really give an F. So as long as I'm making that step, that's what matters for me. It's 12 over 12, and it's not the end of this year. It's not the end of the world. You still have a longer years to live. If it die, I don't know. I'm so sorry, but tomorrow is not assured. Live your best life. Don't put this pressure. It's like, go if you go December, go drink Gary. No shame me. No be your birthday. Don't do Doremi for January. Can't forget to say Gary back birthday December. You don't forget to say Gary back birthday December. You won't call you December. Make all the money you spend for January. I'm so sorry for being negative this. But I don't know what to say. But 12 over 12 is not the end of the world. You still have next year to correct any mistake you've probably done. Maybe the savings is supposed to chop for this, then by go the carry on my band that. No concern me. As long as they talk by. I'm just saying that you all need to chill. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. I really care about everyone's mental health at this moment, because some people are just sitting down there at this moment thinking what they didn't do last year. Yeah, it's okay to reflect, like I said. Things that you didn't do, like your mistakes, think about them, like what happened actually. And before this year ends, ensure you correct, you pen down something, to be honest, going to help. Pen down the things you're going to achieve next year. Maybe we'll try again next year. Yes, good day. Try. It's all gonna make sense in the end. That's just the fact. It all gonna make sense in the end. Just try. I know of my friend that he's depressed because he has let pressure, he has let, I don't know, social media, he has let a lot of things messed with his mind. He feels like, oh, his stuff's not. He's a very hardworking guy, but then he has family. I'm sending all the loves, hugs to every guys out there. Seriously, like, just thinking about you guys. Honestly, the pressure, both friends and family. To be honest, so guys, I saw my Spotify Wrapped, my podcast Spotify Wrapped, and it's super amazing. Thank you to every one of you that has been listening to my not so boring podcast. I am super super grateful for everyone that have been supporting me. And shout out to Benjamin Victory. Thank you for all the designs you've been doing for me. This guy literally tells me to, I'm here to help you. Whatever you have, anything, just send it. I'll design for you. This guy designed my logo. This guy was the first guest I had when I started my podcast. He was the first, in fact, one of the first person. This guy, I don't know, but you forever be in my heart. You forever be here. I'll never forget you. I will always be thankful. I'm hitting my chest right now because you deserve it. Thank you. Thank you to Ogamba Benita for being so amazing. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Ike. Thank you, Jose. Thank you, Uma. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Miss Amanda. Thank you, everyone that has been supportive. Thank you, Blessing. Thank you, Nemeka. Thank you, Give. Thank you to everyone that has been supporting me. Thank you for those people. I couldn't even mention their name. Thank you, Glory. Thank you for all those believing in me, sharing my links to everyone.
Oh, please keep doing it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you super. Thank you. Thank you. I'm amazing. So, Jesus, I don't know. So, quite nonsense. You are amazing. I'm really grateful. Honestly, I think this is the end of my. I don't know that. Wait, I go call her. Nachi chat. Have you been seeing? I just didn't talk with. I don't know. But this is the end of the podcast. Keep sharing the podcast. And if you want to trade with the best, and you know what I'm talking about. If you want to trade your bitcoins 24/7 fast, you know, when you send message like this, they go reply you. Hey, you know what I did talk? Chino Exchange is there for you. Thank you. Have an amazing weekend. And tomorrow is, thank God for Friday. Where are you going to? And where are you going to be on Saturday? Be sure to be at Their First Enugu and Their First Port Harcourt. Any of them, whichever one is closer to you. And on the 9th is Their First Owerri. Please be sure to, if you've not attended any program this year, attend one. Please, thank you. I do have an amazing, amazing, amazing week. Drop mic.